And finally, and this is the one conservatives love to get wrong, one we're obsessed with here on the show, there has been a big decrease in violent crime under President Biden. 2020 was one of the most dangerous years in America in a decade under Donald Trump. Violent crime spiked around the country. It spiked in both urban and rural areas. But in every year of the Biden administration, violent crime has come down.
Meanwhile, you got another taser? You're going to have to get him, like, in the chest. Come on, man. Stop. Stop.
Starting to piss me off.
Boom. Alakablam. It couldn't possibly be a kablam, though, because I was told by this dipshit with adrenodeficit syndrome that violent crime is down. And they've got a graph. Boys, look at this. Look at this. There's a whole thing right here. It says violent crime. And then it says, look at this, you stupid blunt raceth republitarb. Violent crime is down. Now, that's weird. Why was violent crime so high in 2020 when Antifa and BLM were running around killing black people during Black Lives Matter riots with impunity? Oh, it's because cocksuckers like Chris Hayes and the dipshits at MSNBC was telling everybody, oh, don't worry about the burning building behind me. It's mostly peacefully fiery, but peacefully mostly. What the fuck? Fuck you, criminal. That dude right there, other than being an ugly son of a bitch, that's coming from me with this fucked up nose. You propagandist cocksucker, we're going to arrest you. Because you can't possibly be this dumb. So they're telling you, violent crime's down. Look at the graph. Actually, violent crime's been debunked and fact-checked, racist Republicans. That's fucking weird, because I keep seeing this right here where dudes with machetes, constantly walking around right there. And in about 30 seconds, he's going to get completely ventilated because he's going to charge the police while mostly peacefully swinging a fucking sword. It's a fucking, look at this guy over here. Black Samurai says, hey, you might not have noticed, but crime is down. Yeah, but you're wielding a machete. You're threatening to kill people. Yeah. Threatening to kill people is not against the law in California. Threatening to decapitate people and then eat them? That's not illegal in California? Of course not. California is fucking stupid. But here, graphic. Authorities release video of a shooting. Man armed with a machete in Lancaster, California. That's right there. I can see it. That's it. They go, you gonna blast this son of a bitch in the Valentine aisle? Be mine! Blam. Bulls, but no. He's going to make it over to the tissue aisle, and he's going to need some. And they deploy tasers at the dude. Like, oh, why'd you have to shoot him? Well, because he's hopped up on angel dust. And God knows what else. And now he's got the opposite of a lead deficiency. That's weird how that works. So, yeah. The diversity, inclusion, and equity social workers didn't arrive on scene at the right time. Right? They're sitting there going, hey, we got a crazy dude over here with a machete. Should we send in the social workers? All the social workers are like, we're on break. We're on break right now. Right? I got an OSHA mandated break. Well, when are you going to be done with that break? I don't know how long it's going to take for you guys to shoot them. And then they're going to come out later on and complain. I can't believe that you shot him. Oh my God. Can't believe you shot it. The dude was charging the police with a sword. I mean, come on. Are they supposed to do some sort of Black Knight Monty Python sketch and let the dude cut most of them up before they go tis but a scratch and shoot back? No. Fuck no, stupid idiots. But there you go. So the Joe Biden administration and the other criminals that are propping up this illegitimate regime want you to believe that violent crime is down. None of what happened in Lancaster, California right there is going to be registered and written down as a crime. They'll be like, well, he didn't do anything to anybody, so not a crime. Yeah, well, I think brandishing a sword, threatening to kill people, charging at the cops, I mean, I think all of that seems like a crime. And so they're just going to ignore it. They don't arrest anybody for anything in California. And that's how you get these fucked up, stupid numbers over here where they tell you violent crime is down. Well, you don't arrest anybody. You drop. Go look at how many times they drop in charges on rapists, on carjackers. They don't even arrest kids these days when they curb stomp other kids into the ground and put them in critical condition in the hospital. It's like, oh, well, you want us to arrest? Yeah, I want you to arrest that fucking kid. Well, it's just a kid. I don't give a shit. Arrest that kid. Arrest that 17-year-old kid. who put somebody in critical condition in the hospital. Oh, come on, man. If we arrest somebody, then we gotta, you know, do an intake process. We gotta write up stuff. There's charges and paperwork, and then we gotta turn those stats over, and it's gonna make it look like Joe Biden's America is completely on fire. We don't wanna do that because we're a bunch of cocksucker commies over here, and we wanna lie to everybody. Charges get dropped. But there you go. So, how many times have I posted a video of a machete attack in America lately? That's weird. They're on the rise. Of course they're on the rise. We've got rampant criminality, and now all these third world countries are imploding around us, and they're going to send all their cannibals and prisoners in our direction with that blown up, fucking blown out, wide open southern border. And then this same dipshit over here with fetal alcohol syndrome is going to come out and go, border's not open. Border's not open. Right? Migrants don't cause crime. Violent crime actually is down. Fucking criminal scumbag. We need to round up all these criminals and send them to his neighborhood. Where does this motherfucker live? Huh? What neighborhood does he live in? Let's send all of these rabid sons of bitches in that direction and he'll stop saying stupid shit like this. Oh, wait, he probably won't because he's a stupid cocksucker. But there you have it. All in with Chris Hayes trying to gaslight everybody into believing that violent crime's down. Yeah, the same people that told you there was no inflation. Same people that told you it was the most legitimate election of all time and go out there and take a fuck ton of experimental injections. And by the way, all those kids having heart attacks, that's because of fucking climate change. No. Ain't nobody listening to you, cocksucker. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video, supporting the channel. You only kept it today on this magnificent amount of stupendous gaslighting. And it's failing, by the way. Hit that subscribe button and make way. Because the salt must flow.